Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Paranormalish. I'm JoJo Wright. Thank you, guys. Well, yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I really appreciate it. This podcast means a ton to me. So thank you for, all the support. This episode, I'm going to call it Don't Go in the Basement. Don't Go in the Basement. Now, I was debating on using another title, and you'll hear me talking about it during the podcast, this other title. But after thinking about it and sitting with it for a couple of weeks, I've decided to use this title because everything is focused on this basement. This guy had an experience as a kid. He saw something that just floored him, freaked him out. Of course, nobody believed him. He'll explain it, but they still don't believe him. And if you have a basement in your house, hopefully this doesn't ruin things for you. This podcast brought to you by my friends over at Splat Hair Color. This Halloween, treat yourself to Splat at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and SplatHairColor.com. And thanks to Splat for supporting Paranormalish. Enjoy the podcast.
JoJo on the Radio presents Paranormal-ish.
This podcast is going to be interesting for a couple of reasons. I am obsessed with the paranormal, as you guys know, ghosts, UFOs, everything. But I think my sweet spot is the hauntings, the ghost. And I'm particularly interested in people who have lived in a haunted house. Brett Andrews, what's up, man? How you doing, dude?
JoJo on the Radio.
What's up?
JoJo on the Radio. I gotta not do my JoJo impression during this podcast. I promise I won't.
Do it all
but
you
I
want,
got a
man.
Pretty good one.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine. If you guys don't know, I do the afternoon show, Kiss FM in Los Angeles, of course, an iHeartRadio station. And my buddy Dave Styles, he'll call and do impersonations of me. And there are a few of them that sound, I'm like, after he does it, then I'll go back on the radio and I find myself imitating him, imitating me. It is the weird. He's pretty good at it. I have to get him on this podcast one of these days. But Brett Andrews, do tell, before people we even get to the ghost thing. Where do you work at? You know, give people the rundown on Brett Andrews, the person.
Yeah, for sure. So I do the morning show for the iHeartRadio station in Milwaukee, 95.7 Big FM. It's a really fun, like 90s, you know, kind of nostalgic radio station, which is a lot of fun. We play a lot of Michael Jackson, which I know, JoJo, you're a huge fan of. Yep. I probably roll like at least 2 MJ songs a morning. It's great. It's so much fun.
Do you hit the off the wall era? The Thriller
everything.
Era?
Ah. That's the beautiful part about Big FM is like we're not like pigeonholed into one particular, you know, kind of music. So we can go where, I mean, we're going all over the place. So, you know, the last song I played this morning was Thriller. Then at the end of Thriller, I love to as that laugh comes in, I love to hit like the my Jabba the Hutt laugh sound effect and mix the two, you know.
As the door is creaking.
Yeah, exactly. But then I'm also on the air on just several iHeartRadio stations around the country. I'm on Kiss FM in Chicago, and then I'm syndicated throughout the whole country on a bunch of different formats for iHeart. So I'm pretty much in. I got 65 radio stations right now.
Goodness,
that I'm on.
Dude,
yeah.
Do you ever sleep? I mean, that's a lot.
Never. No, because I got a 16-month-old at home too, so I for sure don't sleep.
You do not sleep at all. Congrats to you and your wife, by the way.
Thank you.
So, okay, so the reason I bring that up is I want you to know who Brett is, and on top of that, you're not, as radio personalities, we like being on the air and we like our share of attention and whatnot, but you're not a nutcase.
You know, I'm not a guy who goes around saying like ghosts are 100% real. UFO, like I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing is I just don't. There isn't like comprehensive evidence necessarily for me either way. It's funny. I thought of you the other day because I was prepping for my show and I ran across this story that the government is actually setting up a UFO task force. Did you hear about this?
I did hear about that. This comes off the tails of those three videos being released where the military pilots caught some sort of unidentified aerial phenomenon, UFO. They don't know what it is. So that's the closest to the government ever claiming there are UFOs without actually saying they're extraterrestrial. But that's
right,
you know,
right.
It's probably the biggest step they've taken in that direction. So it's a very unique time. So yeah, I'm all over that for sure.
So I see this thing, and the thing that kind of freaked me out the most was this. It was a story from like CNN, right? And they're like, and CNN reports that the Deputy Secretary of Defense is going to be in charge of this thing. I'm like, they're taking this. If the Deputy Secretary of Defense is in charge, they're taking this thing seriously. I'm thinking, you know what? 2020 pandemics, all this stuff that's going on, you know, fires, earthquakes, everything. Like, aliens won't surprise me in 2020. It won't surprise me if they get on a. If I wake up tomorrow morning and Today Show's lead story is there's aliens, I'm like, 2020, whatever. You know,
I tweeted the other day, if they got on, you know, like you said, the Today Show or whatever nightly news and said UFOs have landed in Washington, D.C. and actual footage of the spaceship, we would go and change the channel. It would just nothing at this point would shock us. And
I would just flip it to Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which is what I watch pretty much most of the time anyway, because of my son.
Yeah, 2020 is maddening. So okay,
nothing surprises me.
But this, you reached out to me because you know of my paranormal obsession, and you told me about this story that happened to you when you were 7 years old. This is in Glendale, Wisconsin, correct?
Right, right.
And it's on. And I'm thinking about titling this podcast "Nightmare on Rochelle Avenue."
Yeah,
how awesome would that be? Right?
Perfect.
What can you tell me? I want all the details, the house, the moment, talk all you want, because this is a crazy story.
Like, you know, and think about like when you're 6, 7 years old, there's not a lot of detail that people remember, but I remember every moment. Something that kind of jars you, you're going to remember. Like just the basics of life at age 6, age 7, you're not going to remember a ton of details. I remember every moment of this day. And this house, because it shook me to the core. And I'm pushing 40 now, and I still remember it. You know, I can still picture the whole scenario. So, you know, we moved to, you know, this is the house that I was born in and all that stuff. And it was an older kind of ranch style house, and the basement, it was like a finished basement, but not like what you would think of as like a modern, you know, like rec room finished basement. Like this is the best way I can describe it is, you remember that 70s show,
right?
You know, where they hung out in the basement. So they had like, so it was like a livable area. Like it was, you know, those like fake wood panels, you know, that they made them look like wood, but it was definitely like plastic, you know?
I know exactly what I grew
and
up in a mobile
carpet.
Home, so it reminds me of that.
So, you know, it's just like shag orange carpet, like, you know, the wood panels. And we didn't use the basement a lot. It was pretty much a storage area, but for some reason and it was like a little ranch style house, probably like built in the 50s or 60s. And there happened to be a bathroom in the basement as well. And we never used it. Like it was not like it was a functioning bathroom, but like if somebody asked me how many bathrooms we had in our house, I'd say one. Cause we didn't use this basement for much of anything. And the way that the bathroom was set up was they had like you'd walk in and the mirror and the sink was in one room, separated then into like a stall for the actual like toilet. And they had like almost like one of those like old West saloon style doors. It was almost like a stall, like you would see like in a public bathroom,
like a swinging door kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was a swinging door. You could pull or push it. It was like an old like Old West saloon type, like half door. So you could look over it, under it.
So the bathroom had no privacy, I guess, because you could just peek
None.
Over. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could close like the main door, but then once you're in like the sink and mirror area, you look into, you have to go through this like little half door to get to like the toilet part. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so I'm sitting with a babysitter, one night, and we're playing hide and seek. And I'm running around trying to find my babysitter. I don't remember what her name was, whatever. I was seven. I'm running around and I'm trying to find her. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go in the basement. Now, up until this point, you know, I had no reason to be afraid of anything in the basement. Okay. You know, I had toys down there and all that kind of stuff, but I had no, you know, there was no reason for me to be scared of the basement. So I didn't think twice, JoJo, when I went down to see if she was hiding in the basement. So I'm going in and out of the little rooms. You know, I remember there was one room that was just full of toys and just, you know, kid stuff, right? I'm like, oh, maybe she's in the bathroom. So I slowly creep up to the bathroom and I open the main door and I don't see her in kind of the first, like the initial like mirror, you know, sink area. And then I'm thinking, okay, maybe she's in this little like kind of sub room with the toilet and the, you know, it's got the half door. So I start opening kind of this, I look over and I see a person in the stall. Let's call it a stall for lack of a better term. We'll call it a stall. Okay, cool. I got, you know, I'm going to win this round of hide and seek, right? So I look through like kind of the half door and I see her standing in the like stall. So I am like inches away from saying, you know, like pulling the door open, going like, found you, you know what I mean? And just as I was getting ready to pull that door, keep in mind, JoJo, it was just me and her in the house. Nobody else is in the house. I start to pull the door open, okay? And from upstairs, I hear the babysitter yell, Brett, time for dinner. And I froze. You know when you're so scared and you know you need to move your body or do something, but you can't, like you don't have the ability? I was that frozen in time, okay?
Wow.
Because I'm sitting here listening to the babysitter screaming from upstairs that dinner was ready, but I've got my eyeballs on what I thought was a human being standing in front of me in this little stall. And I remember, and I'll never forget, because it was just, again, you know, you talk about like what memories you have and what you think of this floral, what has to be some kind of dress or over like jacket or some kind, it was a floral design. All right. And I pull the door open when I finally am able to move my body. And I see basically, and the person, the being, the whatever it was, I don't even know what you would call it. I guess the parent, it was facing away from me.
So you were looking at like her back.
The most substantial part, like I said, was this kind of floral design, whatever piece of clothing this was. And there was a head. I remember the head because I remember it was that's how I knew it was facing away from me, because I saw the head, like the back of basically the back of the head. It kind of reminds me of, remember in Ghostbusters, like the beginning of Ghostbusters, when they go down in the New York Public Library, right? And they come around the corner and they see the ghost like turning pages, you know? Yeah. That's kind of a one. Yeah, exactly. And so I bolt upstairs, right? I see this person. I bolt upstairs. I'm trying to tell my babysitter. Obviously, my babysitter doesn't believe me. Whatever. Finally, I convince her, come downstairs with me. We got to see this thing, okay?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay.
We interrupt this program to bring you a Paranormalish Bulletin. By the way, hey, it's JoJo Wright. What's up, you guys? Thanks for listening. Today's Paranormalish podcast is supported by our friends over at Splat Hair Color, which I'm a huge fan of Splat. I've turned my hair blue before thanks to Splat. It was awesome. But enjoy today's Splat Scary Stories and start thinking about getting into the Halloween spirit. And I swear, around my house, we're already decorated. It's crazy. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you probably love Halloween too. But yeah, we are all into it because we need it, right? Got to have some fun with this. One way to do that is get Splat Hair Color for bewitching Halloween hair. They've got 50 semi-permanent and temporary shades that will transform your hair color in minutes. Splat formulas are vegan and cruelty-free. When you use Splat, you get all the candy. This Halloween, treat yourself to Splat at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and SplatHairColor.com. And thanks again to Splat for supporting my eccentric interest. And of course, for supporting Paranormalish. This podcast means so much to me. So thank you, Splat. And now back to Paranormalish.
We come back downstairs, walk in the bathroom, nada, nothing. You know, I'm thinking, well, maybe it was like a coat that was hung up or something. You know what I mean? Nothing's in there. Nothing floral. Nothing is in there. We roll back upstairs. The babysitter obviously thinks this is just a silly 7-year-old, whatever. I think we moved out of the house about maybe 2 years, 2-3 years later. Never set foot in that basement again, JoJo. Was so frightened of that basement my whole life. And I have no idea to this day if that was, you know, a spirit, if it was somebody who had once lived there. I don't know. But like I said, 35 some odd years later, it's still stuck in my memory like it happened yesterday.
That is crazy. Now this, when you're, okay, back up to where you're, you know, you're walking into the bathroom and you see what you think is your babysitter.
Right.
You're about to win this thing. Oh my God, I got you. You know, she yells up. Before she yells though, you're looking at a person. It looked like it didn't look misty, translucent.
Mm-mm.
Like
mm-hmm.
a person standing in that bathroom.
Now, I don't specifically remember like the arms and legs so much, but I do remember there was a head, because like I said, I could tell that it was facing away from me. And whether it was a dress or a coat or whatever this floral article of clothing was as solid as anything, as solid as a piece of wood. It wasn't it wasn't transparent. It wasn't, you know, necessarily like floating as you would think of like a ghost, you know, like you think of a ghost kind of like floating or whatever.
Right.
It seemed grounded in reality, which is why I was so sure that it was simply my babysitter and not some other type of being that I don't know what it was. You know what I mean? So.
And as you yelled, or as the babysitter yelled, the thing was still there. Like you were still.
No reaction. Correct. No reaction whatsoever. And that's why, and that's when I froze, bro. That's when I couldn't move my body, because I didn't know, I couldn't process why I heard her voice from upstairs when I was convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that I was standing right in front of her. And so I didn't make a sound. I didn't make a peep. And it's so funny because it was literally like my words were about to form. Like I was about to say got you and pull the door. And just as I was probably a millisecond away from saying that when I heard her yell from upstairs. So I was done. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed with fear. And then finally I regained my bearings, and then I jolted upstairs and it was gone. I mean, I never saw it again.
Now after you did this, you told the babysitter, she clearly thought you were a crazy 7-year-old kid.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Yeah.
Now, you told your parents, they, you know, same thing, I'm guessing, you know, they love you.
Yeah. Right?
You know, but they do the typical parent thing, you know, ah, you're crazy.
Yeah.
What about, did anybody else on Rochelle Avenue, did you tell your friends, and has anyone else had an experience similar to that, whether in your house or their house?
You know, it's funny, and it's one of those things, JoJo, where, you know, I was really young when we lived there, and then we moved, and I have, that's literally the only memory I have of that house. I couldn't tell you who my neighbors were. I couldn't tell you, I couldn't tell you much of anything else about that neighborhood, because I moved to, a different kind of suburb of Milwaukee, a year or two later. And that kind of when I think of my childhood, that's kind of where it starts, you know, like I was, by that time I was probably 8 or 9 when we moved to a different suburb, and all my friends, and kind of, that was kind of the formative kind of riding around in the neighborhood with bikes and stuff. So I didn't really have I don't have a lot of memories about other stuff on Rochelle, but it kind of sounds like one of those streets that it would be like in a horror movie.
Isn't it crazy?
I'm thinking about Nightmare on Rochelle.
Isn't it crazy that that's your primary, if not only, memory of that house?
100% only memory.
Safe to say this kind of scarred you in a way, I guess. I mean,
I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, but I remember that from, 35 years ago.
Jesus. We tried to do some research, and we're still doing some research on the house. And I think, I think the house is up for sale now.
JoJo, go buy it, bro. Buy the house.
Let me check some notes here. Hang on. The house was built in, I think, 1956. I think that's right. And it's been for sale for, you know, since mid 2019, and they've been dropping the price. Now that could be just typical real estate prices,
right?
Or are people
seeing stuff? Might be haunted, bro.
I'm thinking maybe they should advertise that this is a haunted house. Maybe that would up the value a bit because some people want to buy some crazy houses. But we're going to continue to do some research on this house and see if we come across it, because if that is correct, if that date, I'm just I believe it's 1956. I could be wrong, but if that date is correct, I mean, maybe somebody did die in the house. Not that you need someone to die in a house for it to be haunted, or that's the theory. But I mean, who knows? What I'm hoping to do is find somebody that either lived or passed in that house, get a photo, and then show you the pic. Now, granted, you only saw the back of their head, but still, maybe there's something familiar. And God forbid we come across a pic with them wearing a floral dress or shirt.
Over. The world is over, Jojo. I'm leaving the planet Earth if that happens.
Wow. All right. Once again, this was in if anybody's listening from Glendale, Wisconsin, who lives on Shell Avenue, if you have anything similar, hit us up. What year was this once again, roughly?
So I was born in 81. So this would have been mid 80s, 86, 87, something like that.
Gotcha. And at the risk of sounding like a crazy man, what do you think it was?
Brett Andrews, radio personality. Oh,
gosh. You know, it's funny because I mentioned that I was going to tell this story to my parents. And they all, to this day, and my mom and my dad and my wife, we were all sitting down for dinner on Sunday night, and I mentioned that I was going to do this, and they all think, I mean, they still think I'm nuts, you know, they still don't buy it. I mean, you know, they just, they brush it off as being just a kid's, you know, overactive imagination. And listen, it may very well be, I don't know. That is the thing that I'm definitive about, is that I do not know what it is. That is the only thing I'm sure about, is that I'm unsure. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I am not, I am not convinced one way or another that ghosts do or don't exist. I have a hard time feeling like, you know, so many people have seen ghosts and experienced things. I have a hard time believing that in some form they don't. So I want to say, you know, it was some kind of spirit. I don't know if it was a vision. I don't know if I'm psychic and I never, you know, haven't, you know, or like a parallel time or a parallel universe. You know, there's so many things like that. And now we're getting into like science/sci-fi kind of stuff where, you know, they've explored things about like whether, you know, multiple universes kind of coexist on top of each other, but in different planes, you know, maybe something like that. Maybe this is a woman who lived in the house, but it was a different, you know, like a parallel universe or something, you know. I know your wife is a Star Trek fan, so she knows all about the mirror universe in Star Trek, you know, ask her about that. So maybe there's like a, you know, or one of those, I'm starting to ramble now because I'm getting excited, but like one of those, you know, every decision you make, one of those like paradox things where like for every left turn you make in another parallel world, you took a right turn and you turned around, you know, and all of those different outcomes happened in kind of like a parallel existence. So maybe one of those things. I do to this day, and probably till I die, I will not know what it was, but I will always remember it, man. I want to think it was a ghost, but
if in fact there are parallel universes, in her universe,
she might have seen me.
She probably saw you, and you scared the crap out of her. And she's telling this story to this day.
Like, yeah,
I was in the bathroom, and this little kid came up and ran off. And I mean, here we're getting deep here. I know, like we weren't deep already, but this is it's fascinating and frightening. And to think that after you had this encounter, you lived in the house for roughly 2 years after that.
Yeah,
and you never went down in the basement.
I was so scared. Jojo, you've seen the movie The Others with Nicole Kidman?
Oh boy, have I. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's like my favorite ghost, like, you know, type of, you know, film, because I don't like the blood and guts and gore type of, you know, I like the psychological stuff, you know? So that, if I had to guess, like if I wanted to, like if I could choose what it was, that I think that would be it. Like, you know, it's one of those things where, like they said in that movie, like, others will come and others will go, and sometimes we'll sense them and sometimes we won't. So I want to think maybe this was someone that existed maybe on a different plane or was deceased or whatever, but like I was able to sense and they were able to sense me. And it was just one of those, you know, I could right now as I'm talking, I could picture my wife listening to this podcast, like shaking her head at me, you know, rolling her eyes, but I don't care, man, you know, because this is fun. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
Oh my God. This is, yeah, once again, fascinating. And by the way, if your wife is listening, hello, congratulations on the baby. I'm sorry. Your husband is nuts. it's crazy. I've heard some wild stories, you know, so you're talking to a guy who's heard, I don't want to say it all, but quite a bit. And yeah. Brett, this is fascinating. So if anybody else happens to, you know, live in the area of Glendale, Wisconsin on Rochelle Avenue, or know somebody, you can forward this to them, have them listen to this. And if they have a story, any kind of story that deals with the paranormal,
yeah,
hit me up. Let's compare notes, because if that happened at your house, maybe something else happened along the same drive or in the same house. And right. If I come across anything with the research we're going to do, I'll let you know. So far, it's up for sale, and the price has dropped over the last year. The reason, yeah, unknown, you know,
yeah,
who knows, but Brett, man, am I forgetting to ask anything, or does that pretty much cover
it? I think we got it, man. I mean, we just, you know, it's, we don't know. We just don't know. We don't know what it was. We don't know what it could have been, but it's fun to explore it, you know.
Something like this happens, who are you going to call?
You're going to call JoJo.
Hey, Brett,
it's on the radio.
Dude. Hey, Brett, it's a real pleasure not only talking paranormal, but just to catch up with you, man, and really get to know you, because we really haven't connected over the years. I've heard your name and whatnot, and we've talked a little here and there, but it's a real pleasure to really meet you. And once this pandemic is done, we got to connect up and have some drinks. So bring your family to LA and let's get crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll do it, man, for sure.
All right. At the end of every podcast, fist bump to make it official. Brett, tap that cam. Give me a little pie.
Boom. Love it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.